WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And it's 51 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. We look for it to be cloudy this morning with a 60% chance of showers through midday and a high around 66. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. There is a wind advisory for a portion of our listening area, the northwest counties of Sac, Crawford, and Carroll, and that'll be in effect from 10 a.m. today until 6 p.m. In the news, police in Red Oak say a 52-year-old woman was arrested Tuesday afternoon on drug charges. Michelle Renee Salt of Red Oak was taken into custody just before 3 p.m. in the 1200 block of Broadway. Salt was booked into the Montgomery County Jail on charges that include possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, unlawful possession of prescription medication, also driving while suspended and failure to give notice of an address change and failure to display a registration plate. News time is 7:08.
You're waiting, along with everyone else, for the weather to cooperate so you can get out and get in the field. When that time comes, is your planter going to do the job you need it to do? Maybe you put it away last year and thought you'd get one more year out of it. But if last year taught us anything, it's just how short our window of opportunity can be. This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. If you're wondering whether or not your planter will get the job done right this year, maybe it's time for a change, and we can help. You'll find a great selection of new and used Kinze planters. And if you're thinking of new, you need to call soon because the selection is limited. Do it today. Call Jay, Chris, Rick, or me at Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic.
Elsewhere in the news this morning, a traffic stop on Interstate 80 Monday in Cass County resulted in the arrest of three men from Indiana on drug charges. The sheriff's office says 21-year-old Zachary Allen Bashong of Hamlet, Indiana, 21-year-old Jason Robert Bazemore of LaPorte, Indiana, and 21-year-old Shane Matthew Ryder of South Bend, Indiana, were taken into custody. Bashong and Bazemore were each charged with possession with the intent to deliver marijuana, failure to affix a drug tax stamp, prohibited acts, and interference with official acts. Ryder was charged with possession with the intent to deliver marijuana, failure to affix a drug tax stamp, and prohibited acts. All three were taken to the Cass County Jail, where Bashong and Ryder were released on $5,000 bond, and Bazemore was still being held yesterday on $12,000 bond. Well, last week we told you the Cass County Community Foundation was awarded $110,139 to eligible nonprofit organizations who had submitted grant application requests for funds for various projects. This week, Brett Earlmeyer, chair of the Ottawa County Community Foundation, announced grants totaling $110,139 have also been awarded to Ottawa County nonprofit agencies. Nonprofit organizations which had submitted applications to ACCF by the February 1st deadline were awarded the grants by the ACCF Board of Directors. And the grants include $50,000 to the Audubon Recreation Foundation for the construction of a recreation center, $20,000 to the Audubon County Downtown Revitalization Stage Committee to complete the stage structure in the John James Audubon City Park. ACCF also awarded a grant of $14,864 to the Ottoman Youth Softball and Baseball League for facility improvements, $10,000 to the Friendship Home Foundation for the capital campaign for a new memory care unit, also $7,775 for the Exira Park Committee to build an LED programmable sign for the town park. ACCF also provided the Ottoman Tennis Association with a $5,000 grant for repairs to four courts, and the Exira Public Library received $2,500 for equipment to focus on teens and children. All those grantees met the criteria as Ottawa County nonprofit agencies or organizations with charitable missions in several areas, and only organizations providing services in Ottawa County were eligible. They received their checks last Friday. A public hearing will be held this morning during a meeting of the Cass County Board of Supervisors with regard to a zoning classification change. If approved, the change would affect a parcel of land some 260 feet by 225 feet near the southwest corner of a section of Noble Township, and it would mean that parcel would become a light industrial district instead of general agricultural. Following the hearing, which begins at 8:40 in the supervisors' boardroom at the courthouse, the board will vote on approving the zoning change. The supervisors will also act on approving a construction contract for renovation of a building at 707 Poplar Street, which will be the future home of the Cass County 911 Center, and the appointment of a member to the Cass County Food Policy Council. The meeting begins at 8:30. News time is 7:12.
You're waiting, along with everyone else, for the weather to cooperate so you can get out and get in the field. When that time comes, is your planter going to do the job you need it to do? Maybe you put it away last year and thought you'd get one more year out of it. But if last year taught us anything, it's just how short our window of opportunity can be. This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. If you're wondering whether or not your planter will get the job done right this year, maybe it's time for a change, and we can help. You'll find a great selection of new and used Kinze planters. And if you're thinking of new, you need to call soon because the selection is limited. Do it today. Call Jay, Chris, Rick, or me at Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Paul Douglas Doug Ludwig, age 61, of Casey, died Friday. Funeral services for Doug Ludwig will be today at 10 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has arrangements. Thomas Schroyer, age 76, of Panora, died Sunday. Funeral services for Thomas Schroyer will be today at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Herbert Hansen, age 89, of Brayton, died last Wednesday. A celebration of life service for Herbert Hansen will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. The Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is in charge of the arrangements. Scott Greving, age 33, of Carroll, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial service for Scott Greving will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll has arrangements. Jack Rogers, age 80, of Manning, died Friday. Funeral services for Jack Rogers will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Richard Dick Hansen, age 74, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Services for Dick Hansen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Susan Nymond, age 56, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Susan Nymond will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Martha Whetstone, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Services for Martha Whetstone will be held on Friday at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Mary Baldus, age 95, who's formerly of Carroll, died Sunday in Minnesota. A mass of Christian burial service for Mary Baldus will be Friday at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. Wilma White, age 95, of Greenfield, died Monday. Funeral services for Wilma White will be on Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Carl Johnson, age 92, of Lewis and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday. Memorial services for Carl Johnson will be Friday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Milton Craig, age 86, of Stewart and formerly of Menlo, died Sunday. Graveside services for Milton Craig will be Friday at 2:30 at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Menlo. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Thomas Tom Ingersoll, Jr., age 60, formerly of Villisca, died December 29th. Celebration of life services for Tom Ingersoll, Jr. will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Charles Barrett, age 88, of Harlan, died Friday. Memorial services for Charles Barrett will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Clara Simons, age 80, of Harlan, died April 16th. Funeral services for Clara Simons will be held May the 2nd at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.